Good morning. How are you, Tess?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great, thank you.
So to start off with, compared to some of the past treatment that we've seen of homeless individuals, have we seen a shift in attitude at all lately?
Well, I think more people are now becoming aware of some of the intricacies, if you like, of the issue of homelessness. Of course, when we walk past along roads like George Street in the city or places in Parramatta, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more individuals who are sleeping rough, sleeping in doorways of shops or out on the streets or in parks. But I think more people are now realising that this is not the only face of homelessness, but unfortunately there are many other individuals and families who don't have somewhere safe to sleep, but aren't actually sleeping on the streets. They might be young people who are sleeping in a mate's sofa or in a friend's garage. It might be women and kids who are escaping from a violent home, who are sleeping in hotels or in boarding houses. But actually, rough sleepers is only about 6% of the people who are homeless, and there are many other people who are experiencing homelessness, the hidden homeless, if you like, that we don't often see.
Now, one of the biggest success stories for Mission Australia is the Common Ground facility at Camperdown. Could you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yeah, so Common Ground is a facility in Camperdown. It's home to about 108 people, and it's made up of a mix of people who are low income and need affordable housing. And there are other people there who come from the social housing waiting list. And then there are other people there who have long histories of being homeless and actually sleeping out on the streets. So Common Ground is a really unique place because it mixes up all those different types of people in a fantastic living environment with modern apartments and a whole lot of facilities located close to the city and close to other facilities. And it's just a really welcoming home for all those people.
Now, looking forward into the future a little bit, I mean, if we see more facilities like Common Ground popping up, do you think that we might potentially be looking at a reduction in the amount of homeless people we do see in Australia?
Well, that's certainly what organisations like Mission Australia and lots of other organisations that are working with homeless people are hoping to see. Unfortunately, I have to say, Jess, that we're a bit pessimistic at the moment and a bit worried about the future. The Commonwealth Government has a funding stream called the National Partnership Agreement on Homelessness, which facilitates about $230 million each year into services that support people who find themselves homeless and also to stop people from becoming homeless in the first place. And unfortunately, the Turnbull government hasn't committed to extend that funding. So unless they make a decision quite quickly, that funding looks like it's going to run out in June of next year. So Mission Australia and a lot of the other organisations that help homeless people are really worried, and we're putting a lot of pressure on Malcolm Turnbull and Christian Porter, the minister, to commit to not cutting funding for homelessness just when the problem is getting worse, but actually to extend it.
That's really horrible. So if somebody listening right now, what can people who are listening do to actually help out in this sort of situation?
Well, we'd love everyone to either write to Malcolm Turnbull or to Christian Porter, the minister, or to contact their local Member of Parliament, their local federal Member of Parliament, and express their concern about this. If you'd like some more, if your listeners would like some more detail about it, they can come to our website, which is missionaustralia.com.au, and there's information there about the action that we're taking to call on the federal government to commit to more funding for homelessness.
missionaustralia.com.au. We'll pop that one up in the podcast. Marion, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.